You know, for a long time, I meant to try Pete's Coffee, but just never gave it a chance. But ever since I did, I have a hard time settling on anything less.
And there's something to say about a coffee company with such rich history and devotion to bring you that perfect brew.
Since Alfred Pete opened his first coffee bar in 1966, Pete's has selectively sourced the finest beans in the world, carefully calibrating each roast by hand and crafting each beverage with the utmost care.
Pete's aims to produce fresh from the roaster's coffee delivered directly to your door, sourcing the top 1% of coffee beans, roasted by hand to unlock each bean's potential, and delivering it to you fresh to bring you the perfect cup.
With over 30 flavor varieties in both gourmet coffees and teas, like Vietnam Lotus Bold, Major Dickinson's Blend, and Arabian Mocha Java, you are sure to find the right flavor to start your day. And they even come in K-Cups for those of you who live life on the go.
Check out all the varieties of Pete's has to offer by following the link in the show notes below.
And starting August 30th, you can take advantage of their Labor Day sale and get yourself 20% off anything on their site by using promo code LABORDAY20 at checkout. This offer is valid through September 5th. That's promo code LABORDAY20 at checkout for 20% off your purchase this Labor Day.
But why not do one better? Use promo code NEWSUB30 at checkout and you get yourself 30% off of a new subscription to Pete's Coffee. That's right. All the delicious coffee you could want delivered right to your door each and every month without you ever having to worry about running low. What more could you ever need? That's promo code NEWSUB30 for 30% off your subscription.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Spread the word, you dirty cocksuckers. Tell all your grave robbing friends I want them out of the city now!
The nightmare of insane murder.
From the depths of hell.
The monster, the angel of death. Grindhouse.
Good morning and welcome back to Grindhouse, where we drink coffee and talk about movies. My name is Sean Tatro, and today with my girlfriend and co-host Leah Diana, we will be winding back the reel to 1988. People are dying mysteriously and gruesomely, and nobody has a clue what the cause is. Only health worker Mike Brady has a possible solution, but his theory of killer slugs is laughed at by the authorities. Only when the body count begins to rise and a slug expert from England begins snooping around does it begin to look like Mike had the right idea after all. In slugs. Let's get into it.
It all began in a peaceful community, a place that had never known evil until now. But 20 years ago, in the stillness beneath these waters, something happened. And now, its deadly spawn has been released, coming up from the depths, out into the light. Slugs. First, they got into the water system. Now they'll get into your system.
Oh my God!
They ooze.
There's something down there that's killing people.
They slime.
We got a new dead body showing up every 10 minutes.
They kill.
We're dealing with a mutant form of slug here, a kind that eats meat.
It has 3 or 4 rows of teeth.
Don't turn on the tap. Don't go in the basement.
No, get out of here! No, no.
Steer clear of the sewers. Whatever you do, don't make out while your parents aren't home. Slugs, It may be the most shocking movie you will ever see. Slugs.
So this movie gives a whole new meaning to Snail Trail. Just saying.
You were not wrong.
No. I just have, from the opener, I just have one question. The authorities never laughed at Mike. They were just douchebags. In fact, almost everybody, except for the exception of like four people, were all douchebags.
Yeah, this is just a town populated by assholes.
Just like, you know, it was called Ashton. I think it should have been Ashholes.
Ashton.
Because it was just Easter and I was thinking about Ash Wednesday. Ashhole.
This should have been Ass-town.
Ass-town.
Population.
Douchebags.
Fuck.
Population. Just fuck. Maybe that's why God was like, you know what? I'm going to send my little slug friends to just... Whoever's smart enough to get out, get out.
So lay it on me, Leah. This is our bug movie for the year.
Uh-huh.
I think this is the only one that I picked.
I'm not 100% sure.
I'll have to double check, but this is our bug movie for the year. How did you feel?
I thought it could have been better.
Yeah?
100%.
Okay.
There is nothing terrifying about a blanket pile of animatronic slugs that just wiggle. That's all they did. I just wiggled.
I think it was more supposed to be gross out than terrifying.
Honestly, that wasn't that gross out. Maybe because I like gardening and I don't mind slugs. Like, they can be pretty invasive, but we need them for certain things. But like, I'm like, oh, slugs. I really thought this would have been more like Fast Leech type of movie. This was literally like, oh, okay. Oh, watch the slugs crawl. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This
oh.
wasn't like Night of the Creep slugs. This was like garden slug. So it's not as threatening, I guess would be the word.
Yeah, it was. I expected more. And I'm disappointed because I wasn't grossed out or freaked out by this one.
No, but I think that was the aim. I think, like, especially coming out in the 80s, like, I think they were aiming to be more of a gross out kind of horror. So, like, oh, I'm eating food and, oh, suddenly I found a slug in it. Like, that kind of gross out. Like, oh.
But you made the comment at one point when they were cutting a slug up. Without knowing, it looked like an olive. So to me, I was like, oh, okay, it's an olive.
Yeah, it kind of looked like a huge olive.
Like one of those big stuffed olives. That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
And to me, I was like, oh, okay. When you said that, was not gross. Well, I was like slightly like, oh. Because you saw that scene where the lettuce was moving and you're like, oh, no. But the way they did it was just like, oh, it's just an olive stuck in there. You want to get that olive out of there? That was it. But, and there's a big good but to this. The gore? Oh, yes. Top notch.
The gore and the special effects are, like, amazingly grotesque in this movie.
Props to that douchebag teenage couple. All I know is one of them was named Billy, and I don't remember her name because she was just that unforgettable. But, oh.
She had a name?
She had a name.
I don't remember her name.
You might have to go on IMDb and be like, which one was the redheaded bitch?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So bad.
So today, we watched Slugs, the movie, because this was a 1988 English-language Spanish horror film based on the novel Slugs that came out in 1982 by Sean Hudson. This film stars Michael Garfield and Kim Terry. It was originally released February 5th, 1988. I don't have any information on how much the budget was for this, but I know that it was a complete flop in the U.S. box office. It opened in 7 theaters here in the States and only grossed $15,842 on its opening weekend.
Damn.
Which is not good. Considering, you gotta assume that this cost at least $500,000 at the bare minimum.
Yeah, had to have.
Like, because you gotta think, effects, actors, God knows what else they had to pay for. This... It's more likely that this was probably like a couple million dollars.
I have no idea who any of these characters' names are.
I have a couple.
Okay.
I wrote down a couple throughout the breakdown. But
it's very confusing because there's no photos of half of them on IMDb, so it's like, cool.
Yeah, a lot of them are very, like, you probably never really saw them again. Mm. This was, notably, it was produced by Roger Corman's New World Pictures.
Oh, that's Roger Corman's?
That's Roger Corman's company.
Oh, which one's Corman again? Just help me. Movie. Give me a movie I'd know.
That you would know?
From Roger Corman.
I don't think you would know any. So, like, as a reminder, Roger Corman is, like, the director of...
Scanners?
No.
Oh.
No, he essentially made his name by being the guy that would just milk everything for everything he could. So, like, essentially, he... Put it this way, he would make a movie and then be like, oh, we now have these spaceship sets that we paid money to build. So let's make six more movies before we have to tear them down.
Oh, that goddamn guy. Red Letter Media was talking about him, yes. Right?
He's a master of budgeting, and any element he had available to him, he would then make as much money with it as humanly possible.
Damn.
Kudos to him, because he made an entire career and basically a little empire for himself out of doing this. An
empire of sets, costumes, and weapons.
An empire of trash.
That means he really is the great-grandfather of how BBC runs all of their shows.
Oh, yeah.
We have five actors, four sets, and hope to God somebody brings in some cool stuff in the back of their trunk.
You know what's sad? Nobody does this shit anymore.
No, because everything is, and you have to blame George Lucas for it. Everybody utilizes that screen that he created.
Now, yeah.
Yeah.
Technology has gotten to a place where you
don't
can shoot
need to
everything
go to crazy locations and do stuff. You can do everything, which I think, unless you're doing something that is like a period piece where you need certain locations, I think it's sad.
Yeah.
I'd love to know that, oh, we're going to go film like a movie about like coming of age or something, and we're going to an actual town, or we can just use a sound set, which I'm like, excuse me, which I'd rather see them go to a location. Like, you've gone to several locations for a couple of short films that you've been working on over the few years. I think the three, I can name the three of them, right? It was the last ones out of circulation. Yeah, it's Death March, you did a couple of years ago. You did Four Pins 2 years ago. And then last year, you did Nuclear, which you guys went to set locations to film. Granted, they're all local around here within like an hour, hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, I think, for Four Pins. But like,
Four Pins was
like a little sleepy town in Connecticut or something.
It's like mountains in like Mass, which is like fucking
so
3 hours from here or something.
So for
like that.
This one, Sean was gone for, I want to say, 3 or 4 days. You were gone for that. And I was like, oh no, I'm alone. But you were sending me these pictures. You're like, this was the drive to town. This is the town. This is where we're staying. And I'm like, god damn. It's so cute and wonderful. And also the setting of, you know, arachnophobia, slugs, or ticks.
Yeah.
And I want to live in the woods. Stop showing me bug movies or we're living in the city.
No.
Do you want to live in the city?
No, there's more bugs in the fucking city.
Absolutely not. Ticks live in ticks live in the woods.
Cockroaches live in the city.
Yeah, but I think cockroaches would be better to get along with than a bunch of slugs.
No.
What do you mean no?
I don't want to live with cockroaches. Fuck that.
You already live with two. They go meow. So, my dear, I think it's time to read the back of the box. Blu-ray. DVD. VHS. Box.
So, we did not watch this one on VHS.
No.
We do not own the VHS for this yet. Currently, we own the very pretty Arrow.
That's what
release
I wanted.
Blu-ray.
Look at this. Look at the cover to this. The cover to this is sick, but that was nowhere in the movie.
The cover to this, at least the Arrow release, depicts a man who looks like he's melting with fucking slugs crawling all over and out of him. It's fucking awesome.
Slugs are everywhere. Everywhere.
But this is an absolutely gorgeous Blu-ray. And the transfer was
seamless.
Absolutely seamless. So the back of the box on slugs reads, from celebrated Spanish director Juan Piquer Simon.
The man, I really thought it was J.P. Simmons.
Well, that's how it's like written in the
credits. Yeah, I was like, oh, J.P. Simmons, okay.
But this is his real name.
Way to Americanize
maybe,
it.
Maybe he went by J.P. Simmons to make it easier.
Yeah, because people would have been like, who?
The man behind the truly demented slasher flick Pieces from 1982.
What?
One of our treasured favorites.
That's why it felt like it!
Comes a terrifying tale of mutant slugs on the rampage in small-town America. The townsfolk of a rural community are dying in strange and gruesome circumstances. Following the trail of horrifically mutilated cadavers, resident health inspector Mike Brady, not of the Brady Bunch, is on the case to piece together the mystery. He soon comes...
How you doing there, big guy?
He soon comes to a terrifying conclusion. Giant slugs are breeding in the sewers below, and they're making a meal out of the locals. Based on the novel by acclaimed British horror author Sean Hudson, Slugs outdoes its creature feature peers by adding an extra dose of gross-out gore into the equation, culminating in one of the most squirm-inducing animal attack movies ever to slither its way across the screens.
I want to say, no. That does not sound right.
Well, you have to think about it in terms of 1988. This is pretty gross out for 1988.
I mean, all right, maybe.
Another thing I want to make mention, because like we're going to be getting into the breakdown here. This movie moves at a fucking rapid pace. Like, we are going from person to person, scene to scene, really fucking quickly. It's got a lot of energy to it, and it's the score actually helps with that. Like, it's energetic, it's tense.
I'm sorry, repeat what you just said, because I hated the music.
I didn't say I liked the music, but it's elevated. Like, they try and use it to, like, make it feel like things are going faster.
See, I thought that it was literally copy-pasted from, like... Oh, this is romantic music, so we're just gonna slam it right here. There was no smooth transitions. It was like, this is a romantic scene. This is a horror scene. This is a suspense scene. We're back to romantic. I'm like, I hate this music. And the music was, it was not carrying me through this movie. I was trying to ignore it. It was.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
It was, the music was annoying.
I'm just saying it's used the way it's supposed to be used. Like, it's... The movie is cut very fast-paced, so the music is quick. Like, it carries you through.
I mean, I'd like to have some cohesiveness. It said they used a philharmonica. Like, oh. It said it was...
A philharmonica?
My name is Phil. Philharmonica.
They couldn't afford the philharmonic, so they got the philharmonica instead.
Listen. Need your fucking sass. Yeah, I'm trying to remember Slugs... The movie, not the book. Because I was trying to look at the book. The book is identical. They didn't take anything out.
I don't have too much in terms of fun facts for this one.
No, I can't find anything.
Most I have is that the movie was banned in Australia, specifically the state of Queensland, until the early 90s. Apparently, at that point, their censorship board disbanded. So... The movie was allowed to be seen.
Why wouldn't they? For, like, the naked children? Like, teenagers. Sorry, teenagers.
Teenagers.
Of age teenagers.
Teenagers.
No naked children here.
that's really all I've got for fun facts. Like, I guess I can get why. There's some, like, some pretty gruesome and, you know.
Are we just broken people to where the gruesome scenes happen and we were cheering?
Oh, I was so fucking excited to see some of this.
You were so pleased. It's always nice to see his eyes sparkle when he's like, yeah, gore.
Well, because some of the stuff, it's like, oh, I just want to see this happen. And you never fucking see that. But in this movie, what I wanted to see happen fucking happened.
Oh, yeah. You're like, I just really want to see his head explode. Damn! Like, it was not a scanner's explosion.
No, but it was fucking...
But it was still pretty good.
It was gnarly.
What was the other thing I was going to say? It seems like there is a actress in the movie, fun fact, that is a predominant French actress. And that's why she had a big credit all to herself.
Which actress was that?
It began with a C. First name was a C, last name was a C. And I don't know how to pronounce it. I think she played Don's wife. What, Maria. Whoever Maria was.
Oh, then it is the one I'm looking at right now. She looks very different in her IMDb picture.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Concha Quetos?
Yeah.
I believe is how you say it. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's not French. She's from Madrid.
Oh.
Anyways, that seemed like a big deal because she had her own, like... And and featuring at the end, featuring blah 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 blah. Yeah,
she's in one fucking scene. If it was
no two, Don's she's wife. In the opening scene where they're at the bar getting drinks.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that scene.
Yeah,
it was very unmemorable.
It was establishing who was a douchebag and who wasn't.
Yeah, I guess. Mm. Want to get into the breakdown of this fucking puppy?
Good luck, because there's no help online for you.
No, there's not. I had to do this one manually. So we open this movie with a young couple out on a boat with horrible flat 80-yard dialogue, which I then later discovered the entire movie is horribly flat 80-yard.
Almost the whole movie.
The guy mentions, oh, there's something slimy under the water. I don't like it. And then he gets pulled in and turned into blood soup just because.
Can we talk about how bright the blood was?
Yeah,
it was cherry apple red.
Pretty fucking bright, and I loved it.
They tried consistency. I'm proud of them.
But it makes sense. It's the director of Pieces. He probably used the same blood, same effects artists.
Why wasn't there a waterbed? But there was a water death.
There was a water
death.
There's two water deaths.
Oh, yeah, we didn't see one of them, though.
No.
But there was a detailed water death. Okay.
The opening title... Slugs the movie, because it was based on a book.
Mm-hmm.
It felt weird at first because I didn't initially realize it was based on a book. So when I saw it, I was like, Slugs the movie?
Yeah.
Like, usually you only put the movie on something when it's like an adaptation of a property that's not normally story based. Mm. Like, so, first example I can think of is like the Garbage Pail Kids movie. It's like those were cards, like they didn't really have a plot.
Yeah.
So, or if you were to do, they do it with like cartoons too, so it's like, oh, sometimes if they were to do like Powerpuff Girls the movie, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Okay. But that's Goofy the movie.
The Goofy movie.
The Goofy movie.
We come back into a guy walking his dog, an older guy who nearly gets run down by a bunch of kids in a car. Why that happens, I don't know. On their way home, the dog is freaking out. So the guy goes inside, leaves the dog whining outside. Which is a good thing, because we see that slugs are infesting the guy's rundown house.
Mm.
This place is actually, like, they're in the process of evicting him.
Yeah.
And he treats the place like a dump.
He throws his trash into the basement.
Just tosses it down the stairs.
That's disgusting.
Like, not in a bag. Like, he just throws pizza boxes down the stairs and shit. He goes and lays on the couch, and then he suddenly just starts screaming, no, no, not me! And we have no idea why.
Which makes me believe that he's lived in this house so long that the slugs have been there, and he's just been dealing with them.
I guess. We cut over to a group of pompous asses as they share a drink. Turns out these are our protagonists.
Most of our protagonists, yeah. It's three, well, yeah, because it's, oh God, Mike and his wife. His wife, I will say, they tried to make her like a really big damsel in distress, but she kind of was a little bit of a, like, a badass in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because she's a high school teacher. She has to deal with high school students, and she had a little bit of an attitude, which I like.
She has a nickname.
The Wicked Bitch of the West.
Yeah, or something like that.
Or the Witch Bitch.
The Witch Bitch, because, yeah.
So they're with their friends. In this scene, they're going out for drinks. They're with their friends. And I don't remember the name of the two that they were drinking with. All I know is she was an alcoholic and he was a pussy.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all. We're going to call them alcohol and pussy. That's all we're going to call them. So Mike and his wife get up to leave them there because she is at the alcohol is belligerently drunk and saying shit. And they're like, all right, we're leaving. And in comes Don and his wife, who they're like, oh, hey, how are you? Oh, I have a new title, blah, blah, blah. I'm like talking about work, whatever. And then Don's wife introduces herself to Mike's wife. And I don't remember their names. This is how little we see their characters and how little we care, honestly. She says, oh, it's nice to meet the wicked bitch of the West. And I was just like, what?
Yeah.
In that moment, I'm like, she really just say that to her face? And she's like, excuse me, do I know you? She's like, oh, my two sons have you in high school. Never mind, it's fine. I was like, damn. She was about ready to throw it down with this lady, but finding out her sons call her that was fine. I would have been like, maybe you should have raised your kids better.
Following this scene, Brady and his wife, they go back home. They start to get hot and heavy as slugs watch from the window because slugs are kinky, I guess.
I mean, those particular slugs, you know where they wanted to go.
Ooh. We jump to the next
scene. I just realized what I said, and now I'm...
We jump to the next day at the police station. The desk officer's talking to his wife on the phone. And he mentions that I can't just rush home and kill a couple of
slugs
of snails. He says,
"I can't just kill a couple of snails for you."
So that's kind of establishing like the problem is creeping in to the town
very slowly.
Brady shows up. Him and the sheriff, for some reason, go to the old man's house. Mm. It's not really established why they go to the old man's house. They just go there.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's because Brady works for the town.
He's a health inspector.
He's a health inspector, so I guess they're trying to get the old man out of the house. That's my
saying
takeaway.
Like, hey, you know, well, it sounded like this is what I kind of pieced together throughout the whole movie, why the sheriff was like, come on, you're going to take a little trip with me. Because they were building a mall in that same area and they wanted people out. And I think they were evicting him because, no, you're getting out.
Yeah.
But he was going to try and be like, dude, you have no choice. Like, I think the mayor was, you know, getting greased palms from the people at the mall to push this guy out. That's what I believe.
While at the house, they find the old man's corpse mostly devoured. And Brady then discovers slime trails leading down into the basement. We follow Brady back to work where he's getting calls that, oh, the sewer's backed up. So he goes out to investigate, where he meets up with Don, who's also got called for the same reason. And the old woman that called is like absolutely pissed off that
she needs to get rid of that smell in my house.
She's inconvenienced by this whole situation.
I'm really upset we didn't get to see her get killed.
Yeah, she was just kind of an angry character that was there.
Cunt.
So Don heads down into the sewer while Brady waits up on the street because he says he doesn't really like confined spaces. Mm. That goes out the window later on. Mm. But while down there, he starts clearing out the drain and he starts to find chunks of fleshy material shoved in there. And then something grabs the crowbar tool thing that he is using and drags it away. So he gets the fuck out of there.
He noped the fuck out of there so fast.
During this, we start to get cutaways of Mrs. Brady as she's working at the school. And we're introduced to some teens who are likely going to become cannon fodder.
Mm, oh, and the only one. There's only one teen I protested doing, too. We don't know her. We don't know her name. I want to say Maureen.
I don't know. I don't know half of these fucking characters' names.
I'm rooting for the blonde girl. Let's just say we're rooting for the blonde girl.
Brady goes to meet his wife at school to pick her up for lunch. We then just cut away to the local diner where all the local teens hang out, I guess.
I think the whole purpose of that was to establish the Halloween party. They were all talking about the Halloween party.
Well, it was also to establish, because they're chatting about the old man being found dead. Mm. So it's like, oh, the news is traveling quickly, like, as the bodies are starting to turn up.
Yeah.
We then go and meet who I called Harold and Maude.
Oh, God.
As they find, they're finding slug eggs all over their garden plants. So Harold is tending to the plants when he goes to put on a glove. He starts to get bitten by something. And he, like, can't get the glove off. He starts, like, fucking kind of throwing himself around the room.
So before that, to set it up a little bit more, Maude comes in, complains about the eggs, whatever. Says, you need to go get my plants and get rid of these now. Harold leaves in between scenes, comes back. He has a gas can and another plant.
Okay, yep.
That is important. The other important thing to let you know is, on the floor, he has three cords running. Continue. Electrical cords.
So he can't get this glove off. He's throwing himself around the room. He knocks into a shelf. The shelf falls on him. He then proceeds to hack off his hand with a hatchet.
Yep.
As Maude comes into the room and finds him like this.
Yep.
She's freaking out. He's dying.
The hatchet misses a few times, cuts one of the wires.
Yep. That causes sparks. That ignite spilled gas.
The gas that spilled because he was, you know, fucking going crazy.
And then the gas ignites the gas can and blows up the whole fucking greenhouse with the two of them inside of it.
Yep. Because of greenhouse gases.
Wow. That was so stupid, it has to be what they were trying to say.
It's from the man who brought us pieces.
Yeah, all right. Directly after this, we cut back to the Bradys, and they're discussing hearing about the accident that we just saw on the news.
Oh, we don't know what happened. They were both in the greenhouse.
So obviously there was a time skip here.
Yep.
During this conversation, they end up finding slugs in the garden. Brady gets bitten by one of them. They, like, grab one and put it in a jar, and they rush it off to back to the school where one of her colleagues, I guess, is, like, a scientist.
Yeah, he's a visiting British scientist.
Thank God he was in town.
Let me just say, he and Mike are probably the only people that use their goddamn heads in this entire time.
Yes. From here, we actually jump over to who I called drunk wife and husband.
Oh, alcohol and pussy.
Yeah. And she's in the middle of making slug salad while her husband comes home and they start to get fresh.
Frisky.
We jump back to the Bradys as they get to the school. They show the slug to Scientist Man and he gives this long rundown about slugs when they leave the specimen with him. We come back to drunk wife and her husband starts having stomach pains.
Mm.
And we don't know why. We know why, but they don't know why. Then we jump to Teen Punk as he goes over to Slut Girl's house.
Bobby.
Because, oh, yes,
because
Bobby.
Because we kept going, no, Bobby, no! No, Bobby, run! Leave her!
Immediately they start to get into it on the bar downstairs. He stops to have a drink, and then they get to fucking...
And I mean, usually you see, like, a sheet, anything. No, there was so much nudity.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and it this was appropriate nudity.
But we break this up a little bit.
Yep.
We jump back to Scientist Man as he's studying the slug. And we get some animal cruelty because he cuts the slug in half, real slug on camera.
Yep.
And then another slug creeps in and, like, wraps itself around a hamster.
And it looks like all they did was just, like, get the hamster a little wet with some, like, fake blood. But the hamster looked like it was really upset.
It was freaking the fuck out.
It was absolutely... Guys!
I felt so bad.
For a slug and a hamster! I was like, no, this is not right.
But I think he pulls the slug off the hamster. The hamster lives.
Yeah.
It doesn't die, thankfully. And then we cut back to...
Full on
hardcore teen fucking.
There was more porn in this than, like, there was in the last movie we watched.
This was so intense that she was crying.
She was crying. And then he rolls off of her and you see everything.
You do. We do cut away for a moment to see that slugs are pouring out of the toilet.
They are now, like, everywhere.
Bobby says he needs a rest. So he goes to get up, and he immediately gets bitten. And we see that he, like, rips a slug off of his foot, and it's, like, blood is shooting out everywhere. Oh, my God. And then the girl is freaking out, so she gets up and falls naked, mind you, onto the floor, which is covered in fucking slugs.
Oh, my God. And she's rolling around like an idiot. The slugs are all over her body.
They're attaching to her everywhere.
Oh, my God. And then they get in through her eyeball and start eating her brains.
She is getting brutally devoured by slugs. And Bobby is like,
He's freaking out, screaming, trying to open a window. And all I can think of as this girl's brains is being eaten, I was like, you were a bitch. You deserve this.
He's trying to escape through the window without touching the floor.
Bobby, get out. Leave her.
The floor is lava.
Oh, my God.
The floor is slugs.
Oh, my God. It was... I was laughing at this poor man.
And then he can't get out the window. He ends up falling to the floor.
And you just see his hands like, no, with slugs covering him. It's like, oh.
Poor shithead Bobby.
Oh, poor Bobby. No, Bobby, no. Bobby, why?
The very next day, their bodies are found. And Brady shows up with his theory of mutant killer slugs.
Which, they went in there fine. There was no proof of the slugs or anything. Does that mean they just skulk back to the toilet?
I guess.
We had a good meal. Nom, 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 nom. We can go back.
Of course, his theory is dismissed, because who would believe that?
Because the sheriff is the biggest asshole I've ever seen.
We go back to drunk wife and husband for, like, this very quick scene of them, like, eating breakfast and then leave immediately after.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's to establish that he has a lunch meeting with the big client.
Oh, yeah, the big client.
I think it's Kaldor. I think they represent Kaldor.
Was
what
it
he
Kaldor?
Says.
There was nothing, so... I don't remember what company it really was, but...
Brady then goes to meet with Don to discuss that... Don says that they've been finding half-eaten animals in the sewer, like bigger and bigger ones, like dogs and cats and shit. And that a large area of the town used to actually be a toxic waste dump. So they're dealing with toxic waste mutant slugs. Awesome.
Interesting.
I love a good toxic waste explanation for why we have a mutant animal monster.
In fact, toxic waste just gives you cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck it. We then go back to drunk wife's husband as he's at his big meeting with his investors. He starts to act strange. He steps away to the bathroom for a minute and gets a nosebleed. So we're like, oh, fuck. Something's up with this guy. And mind you, we know that he ate slug salad.
Yep.
So he goes back to the table. He gets some great news. They decide to go through with the deal. He proposes a toast, and suddenly he erupts into a bloody, sluggy mess. Slugs start geysering out of his face, exploding out of his eyes, and ripping through his skin.
Clear baby slugs. Like, he was just filled with slugs. How's that come about from eating half...
Eating pieces of slug.
Pieces
of slug.
You sick son of a bitch.
It all comes back around. This one, I think, was probably one of the most brutal deaths in the movie.
Oh my God. Like, we watch a lot of shit. This was brutal.
It was
fucked. For like 1988? Damn!
So Brady is called to the scene. He arrives and the sheriff is like demanding, did these fucking worm things come from here? And like, you need to figure it out. Mind you, he just walked in the door.
Yeah.
So he even says like, if you give me a fucking minute, I'll try and figure it out.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
But he takes the new specimens to Scientist Man, and Scientist Man tells him about his theory of like what kind of slugs these are.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't be accurate because they're mutated slugs, so he's just shooting in the dark, basically.
Yeah.
We then cut to slugs eating a farmer in his storage room.
Yeah, it looked like he was the farmer selling the lettuce.
Yeah.
And you cut to it, and I'm like, what's the point of this one? And it was just so they could show off the eruption that comes from this man's chest and torso of just blood and slugs. I'm like, oh.
It was just his, like, devoured body, and then suddenly it was just like, geyser kind of blood.
The reason why, you know, the dude that just died from, you know, eating pieces of slug, like, it's infested into the food and the water and everything now.
Yeah.
I think that's all that shot was for.
So Mrs. Brady then calls Mike to come home. He races home because she's freaking out. And there are slugs coming out of their faucets and drains. So Brady then, he tries to call the sheriff, but finds out that there was another body that has been discovered. So he races off directly to the water company. And he tells them, like, there's an emergency. You got to cut off the water to the entire south of town.
Yeah.
They just flat out refuse to comply to that.
The dude is literally like, get the fuck out. Who are you? Like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah. Immediately following this, slugs start to come out of his toilet.
Yep.
Brady goes to see the mayor to voice his concerns. And the mayor is in the middle of a meeting with the Kaldor people.
Because the dude exploded and, you know, blew up last night, and they were just going to leave before signing the paperwork, but the mayor really wanted that paperwork signed.
Needs to get that fucking shopping center open.
I need that shopping center. And even the woman was like, just seeing that, I'm just so freaked out, I want to go home. I was like, yeah, no shit.
The mayor.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Of course, treats him like he's nuts.
Yep.
And they get their paperwork signed, I guess. So we go back to the water company, and the receptionist finds her boss being eaten by slugs.
Yep.
You douchebag, you get eaten by slugs.
Every single person that was a douchebag was eaten
except
by
for
slugs.
The sheriff.
Except for the sheriff!
Brady and Scientist Man discover a way to kill the slugs using, I believe they said it
something
was
lithium-based
arsenic.
That sounds...
Which, when interacting with water, explodes.
That's it. So lithium arsenic is a real thing. I have no idea what it does. High levels of explosion water... But never mind. That's a real publication cited. People got sick from it. Never mind. So it's a real thing.
So Brady goes to see Don and tells him his plan. Don immediately agrees to help because he's like, well, like, I have a family and shit too. Like, I wouldn't want the shit that happened to these other people to happen to them. So yeah. I'll help you. He has a moment with his wife, which very much obviously felt like a heartfelt goodbye for his character.
Prior to that, we established that his two teenage sons are going to the Halloween party in the woods.
Yes. Well, that was established. They were in that first diner scene, too. So we already knew.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, they were sitting at the table.
Okay, okay.
But, yeah, this moment, it was so obviously him, like, saying goodbye
to
his wife.
Your face went... Like, you knew. Like, oh, shit,
die.
I like him.
Not Don. But I was kind of hoping they'd do a fake out where, like, Don would...
I thought it was Brady that was going to die. I thought Mike was going to die, really.
I think it should have been Mike. Fuck him.
Mike's a dick.
He only had a wife. He didn't have kids.
Yeah. Don lost...
Prick.
Don's kids lost their dad.
So Brady rushes home to check on his wife. He finds his basement infested with slugs. And he tells... his wife, go to your mother's, get out of here, I gotta take care of this problem. The slugs start making their way upstairs.
Yep.
Then there's this montage of everybody kind of gearing up So yeah, Don's getting all the protective gear ready. The scientist man is making the chemical formula, the blow up juice. They all converge on the town sanitation department. They all meet up. They kind of, all right, here's the plan. This is what we're going to do. Meanwhile, all the town teens gather for a Halloween party because secretly this is a Halloween movie, too. I wish I had known that.
I know.
But why? Because fuck it.
I feel like the director had to we have to kind of put a time. Let's just make it a Halloween movie. And there was literally 4 pumpkins, no Halloween decorations, no costume, one mask. There was nothing else. It was like Halloween doesn't exist for these people.
No. Brady and Don head down into the sewers. Their plan is they're going to try and lure the slugs into one central chamber so that they can hit them all with the chemical at the same time. This is part of the, like, we've been cutting to the party at this point for a couple of scenes, but like nothing much has happened.
The only thing we establish is there's one nice blonde girl, and she didn't want to go to the party at all. She wanted to study, and her boyfriend drags her, and all he wants to do is fuck her. This is like flashback a little bit.
Sort of. We don't even know if he's technically her boyfriend.
No, it's the dude that wants in her panties. Yeah. And then he, like, assaults her a little bit.
Yeah, he does assault her a little bit. But then, like, so after Brady and Don go down into the sewer, we cut back to the party group, and there's a near rape where the girl, she kind of gets assaulted by one of the other guys wearing a mask.
Yep.
She gets away, runs off into a sewer drain where she gets raped by slugs instead. And we don't actually see anything.
Oh, but hear.
That's what we're assuming happens.
Yeah.
We do get her to see her dragged off later.
I would also like to comment that the noise that the slugs make is stirring a pot of macaroni and cheese.
Oh, it is, yeah. Like Velveeta.
Yeah. Oh.
Like that thick
cheese. Just put that silicone-based cheese into the rubber macaroni, and you're mixing it.
Brady and Don make their way through the sewers. They find and electrocute a shitload of slugs.
Oh, yeah.
Scientist man meets them at the rendezvous point, where he tries to get the manhole cover off. But he ends up getting stopped by the sheriff.
Yeah.
Mike and Don get to the nest. Don ends up getting knocked into the nest. Like, directly into the big boiling fucking waterhole that they're in.
So you're telling me Don was dead the minute he hit the water.
Oh yeah.
Because one, you got killer slugs. Two, you have water that is boiling hot.
Is it boiling hot? I don't know.
There was a lot of steam in both of those. And three, it could have been cold, could have been heat. And then three, that's toxic matter in that hole. This is a sealed off area with toxic matter.
He would have died.
He would have either died, which was his best bet. All those bites would have caused serious infections, and then exposure to toxic waste would have given him cancer. Don was dead the minute his foot hit that water. That was it.
He gets,
there was no hope for that man.
Chewed into human soup.
Oh, God. Yeah. And Mike tries everything.
Mike did try
everything close to hanging by his legs from a pipe and almost falling in himself.
Yeah. Brady ends up getting out of the sewer. They execute the plan, blow the slugs to kingdom come.
Which leads to
blowing the shit out of most of the town in the process.
Because everywhere there's a manhole, it blows the manhole. And then, like, you got to think, these slugs are in people's homes now.
Yeah.
So it's probably exploding people's toilets because it's lithium arsenic, which they described is explosive when wet.
Yes.
So any water pipe or anything, this whole town is busted.
Mrs. Brady shows up at the end here for a quick makeout.
And let me tell you, Kenny G music was playing hard and fast. It did not fit at the end of this film.
No. The day is saved. Until we see that a single mutant slug has survived for some sequel bait.
I just wanted somebody to step on that slug.
Nope,
sequel bait, which,
we never got a sequel.
It's 35 years later. 88. Like, 35 years later, kids.
It could still happen.
Don't threaten me.
We live in that culture right now.
Why would you threaten and swear at me? Nobody touch this, please.
Well, that is Slugs in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy the experience?
It was a lot better than I thought. I thought it was going to be gross, gruesome, horrible. I was waiting for another Tix.
Did it slither its way into your heart?
Well, you hear it live, guys. We're breaking up because of that absolute horrible joke.
Oh.
Did I have any favorites?
Did you have any favorites? I guess we're going to closing questions.
What, do you have anything else you want to talk about?
No, let's go.
Okay.
Did you have any favorites?
Bobby and the bitch dying. That scene was great.
That was great.
Oh, that scene was amazing just because they probably told this girl, okay, you're going to fall on the floor. There is going to be just prop slugs everywhere. We're going to glue them all over your naked body, cover you in this blood, and you have to writhe around. Then we're going to stop filming, put the prosthetic on you, and you got to writhe and wriggle around and have these slugs pasted to your body all over again. I want to know how many takes her scene took alone.
Oh, man.
And God, I hope she was paid well, because she probably got goop, crap, and shit in her, like, in places she did not want to get it in.
That, yeah, that scene, that was one on my list here.
Yep.
It was awesome. It was one of the best deaths of the whole fucking movie.
Oh, it was so good.
Seconded by exploding face at dinner. That was fucking awesome.
That was really, really good.
I did have one line that I wrote down.
Okay.
Because it was so absurd that I needed to write it down.
Which line?
So it's when Brady goes to talk to the guy at the water facility.
Yeah.
And they're arguing about, like, I forget what the hell he says exactly to the guy, but the guy's response is, "You ain't got the authority to declare happy birthday, not in this town. Now get the hell out of my office."
Oh, like, yeah.
What
okay.
the fuck kind of response was that?
"You don't have enough pull in this town to declare happy birthday."
Oh, it was so bad.
Was his food laced with slug?
Like,
what?
I don't know.
Is he just that stupid? That is a dumb line.
Do you have anything that you would have done differently with this one?
I'd try and make it a little more suspenseful and exciting. There was no horror. Like, it was just, I don't know.
It was just ooey gooey.
Yeah, there was nothing. I thought it was going to be scary. I was like, oh, this is going to be scary. Oh, great.
But this is the example, then. Not all bug movies are skin-crawlingly disgusting.
Technically, slugs are not bugs.
But it falls under the same style. Like,
the
it's
creepy, crawly,
the infestation
gooey
movie. Like,
this is probably the worst one I've ever seen. To be honest, out of all the infestation movies I've seen.
Do you mean, like, worst as in bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a bad movie. But if you're going for infestation, don't go for this one. Unless you want to, like, get high, get drunk, and have a good night with your friends.
I don't know, though.
This is a good party movie.
This one's got some great kills.
But like, that's it. Some it's great good, gore. It's good in certain elements. Like, if you're like, I want a cheesy 80s gory flick, perfect. If you're looking for tried and true infestation horror, no. Like, that. This is not where you go.
No, you more. I think if there's better examples, like, if you want infestation horror, go
Tix
for, like,
terrifying,
creepy crawly type stuff. But, like,
yeah,
this,
I don't know what are the. I know there was an infestation movie in the 2000s. It was a big one. It had one of the big ones, like Jennifer Beale, Jennifer Garner.
I have no fucking idea.
One of them girls. Damn, now I gotta look for it. But I remember there was an infestation movie I saw in the 2000s, and it was fucking disgusting and terrifying.
So that brings us to our big final question. Is this mainstream exploitation or other?
Exploitation.
Care to elaborate?
Is there a, like, genre of exploitation for infestation or, like creepy exploitation, creepy crawl exploitation, something like that? I don't want to classify it as other, because this is the type of movie that they would play at a grindhouse cinema. But grindhouse cinemas were already starting to wind down in the 90s, so what say you, sir? Nothing?
Not specifically, no.
Oh.
There's not a, like, bug exploitation or infestation exploitation.
Hmm. Is there an asshole exploitation? Like movies where everybody's douchebags? Douche-sploitation.
Douche-sploitation. You could put sploitation at the end of anything and it make it sound like a subgenre.
Pediatric sploitation.
Pediatric sploitation.
It's about young doctors who get shit on. I don't know.
Wouldn't that be like scat sploitation?
I didn't mean literal shit. Ew. What about you? Would you do anything different?
I don't think I would do anything differently. I think this is just a fun, gory movie.
Oh shit, did you answer what genre did you want this in?
No.
This is other to you, isn't it?
I think no. I think I would probably call this exploitation.
Because it doesn't feel like enough of an other, in my opinion.
No, like, I think this feels like they milked this idea for what they could. Like, granted, it's based on a book, and
from what I read from the synopsis, I skimmed it, it's almost exact.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty close, so doesn't mean, that, like, there are books that would qualify as exploitation as well.
True.
So, I mean, technically, I don't know if I would give this a defined, like, type of exploitation. Because, like, they work in fucking as much as they could. they work in, like, the stupid teens,
They work in the characters that you're like, oh, they're assholes, so you don't care if they die. You're just looking for a good time with the stabby.
I don't know, it's not enough of an exploitation to really be exploitation. It's hard.
Would this movie be the first unknown? Would this be one of those ones where we go, we don't know where we're going to put this?
Well, which would make it another.
I would like to make a fourth category. The category. We're just going to call it #shrugs.
#shrugs.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Not to be mistaken for Carrie Shrug, who was the Olympic athlete in 1992, who did a routine and broke her ankle and still stood there.
How do you know these things?
One, buried deep in my brain. Two, the pot pulled it out. Three,
Oh, God.
And we're back to the shrugging.
Is there anything else regarding slugs that you would like to talk about?
No. Nope. Slugs was disappointing. I will say that. I was disappointed by the movie, but I was disappointed that I wasn't more grossed out and upset by it.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
So here's the question.
Yes.
Is this one that you deem return to the shelf and never look at again, or would it be one that you'd return to?
I will return to this as a Halloween movie because Sean and I make it a point to watch a lot of films during Halloween time. This one might be one of those where you're like, yo, you want to put a Halloween movie? Sure, let's put slugs on. For the three Halloween references in it.
the least Halloween movie
there
ever.
Were three jack-o'-lanterns. I was very proud. And I think one of those jack-o'-lanterns was on the old dude's steps.
Was there?
Yeah.
Literally the only ones that I, remembered seeing were at the fucking party scene.
Yeah, one on top of the van and then one on the ground where everybody was talking. Yeah, that was it.
That's all I remember.
Yep. I was expecting to see at least the school have the cheap Halloween, hanging clings everywhere. Nothing.
Probably because they shot this in, the middle of fucking
July. And they were like, oh, shit.
We have no decorations.
Shit, get a pumpkin.
We can get pumpkins.
That's great. The only thing they could get.
All right. Well, I guess that's going to bring our discussion on slugs to an end. But don't go anywhere just yet. Please stay tuned for the coming attractions.
Star Wars. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Sound of Music. In the tradition of these great films, about fighting back
Against the odds, 20th Century Fox presents another milestone in motion picture history. Revenge of the Nerds.
Nerds!
Nerds.
Nerds.
Nerds!
What is a nerd?
They've been laughed at. Picked on.
There's a roommate, pal!
And put down.
I'm not kissing a nerd.
They don't have the moves. Or the muscle.
You know karate?
No.
Good.
But they've got the brains.
I know what we're gonna do.
It's time for the odd. To get even.
Their action tonight demands an immediate retaliation.
How many cameras do we have left?
This should do it.
Oh, here she comes.
Go up, go up.
Oh, no. Oh!
That nerd saw me naked.
Nerd!
Are all nerds as good as you?
Revenge of the Nerds. Their time has come.
I drink to that.
I am so excited to watch Porky's again. I used to watch it all the time on Comedy Central.
I hate to cut you off, but you remember we can't do Porky's.
Shit. So, guys, we're going to be watching Revenge of the Nerds, another Comedy Central movie from the 90s, 2000s.
Yeah, our initial plan was to watch Porky's next.
Yep.
Unfortunately, our copy of Porky's is
missing. Now, we have been doing a lot of cleaning in our apartment. We have a lot of media, a lot of physical media. And we put a lot of the DVDs away. And I bought these DVDs like in February. And Sean had everything out next to him, like literally on the little side thing next to him. Porky's is completely gone. He's gone through all of the cubbies we have here. He's gone through the little storage here because we have all our films in the apartment. None of them in our storage. And he couldn't find it. And we had to think real quick.
So we figured let's stick with boner comedies.
Yep.
And we're going to do Revenge of the Nerds.
Revenge of the Nerds is the more tamer one out of all of them because there's Porky's, Animal House.
There's a lot.
I would honestly 100% say that, what was the movie that we watched where, oh my God, I can't wrap my head around it. I can see the scene where they're both college guys Night of the Creeps.
Yeah.
Like it has that feeling to me, that Night of the Creeps feeling.
Well, I think most college movies have that feeling.
Where it's like, you're just there for a short time, but a good time, and let's see what happens, that kind of shit. So
yeah.
I'm very excited to watch, because I really do like Revenge of the Nerds. I've always loved this movie, so. You ready to watch something absolutely tasteless, senseless, and stupid?
Sure, bring it on.
All right, well, I'll put on Game of Thrones, and you make the popcorn.
All right, that's going to bring this discussion to an end. If you want to keep up on everything that we're doing, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Grindhouse Podcast. We're on Twitter at Grindhouse Cast. You can find us on Discord where you can chat with Leah.
Hello.
About this film or any of the films that we previously discussed here. You could suggest us some movies. We'd love to hear what you guys want us to cover. All the links for everything are going to be down in the show notes. Listen to us first thing every Monday morning and give us a rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your morning fix. If you like what we're doing and you want to show this show some support, you can subscribe to us over on Patreon or directly through Acast, where you can get yourself access to ad-free listening or unlock some exclusive bonus content that we are slowly working on, slowly putting out. Hopefully we'll get more up by the end of this year.
Hopefully.
All of this stuff is just for our supporters, so it's kind of like a thank you for, you know, helping out the show and just being avid listeners.
Supporting us.
And for caring. And until next week, I'm Sean.
I'm Leah.
Thanks for listening. And keep watching.
Bam, 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 bam.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.